We're going to be needing to have some recommendations to get us through this drizzly weekend. And who better to help us out than resident entertainment wizard Wayne Massingham. He's got 4 reviews, 2 minutes each of the best in entertainment. And he joins us live on the line right now. Wayne, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Jack. I'm really good. And just staying off air, excited. I'm seeing Sharon Van Etten tonight in Sydney. So really looking forward to that.
That'll be good stuff, yeah. Wayne. But yeah, we've got this weather forecast coming up and it looks like it might be an indoors situation. So I'm going to need some movies, some shows and some music. What have you got for us this week?
Yeah, well, let's start off with a film that opened last week. Really highly recommend this one. It's in sort of smaller release, small indie film, but definitely worth seeing. It's called, the intriguing title is If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. This is written and directed by Mary Bronstein. Really, really, well, enjoyed's not the right word, admired, enthralled, engrossed. It's not an enjoyable film, I guess. It's very stressful. It's certainly not a date night movie, but it is an excellent film. Stars our own Rose Byrne, and she plays Linda, who's a therapist, but she's going through a lot in her life. She's got a small child who has an eating disorder, and the child is not just, that's painful enough, but she's a bit of a nightmare. So it's very stressful for Linda. And she has an absent husband who is always away on work. And every time he rings, he's telling her what she needs to do. So that's stressful enough. And then one night in their flat, a massive hole craters in the ceiling. There's water from above. And basically, they have to move out of the apartment and live temporarily into a motel. So Linda's going through a lot, and this basically captures, I guess, the stresses of motherhood, the stress of a young mother trying to balance a very sick daughter, an absent husband, life catastrophes, and just trying to go through that. And it really, really focuses in on her. It's a lot of the shots are very close in on Rose Byrne's face, and it's just, it's a remarkable performance by her. I hope that she maybe gets some Oscar buzz for this. It's a crowded field, but I'm hoping she might break through. It's also got a couple of, non-actors as such doing their thing in here. Conan O'Brien actually plays another therapist who becomes Linda's therapist. I guess therapists need therapists as well. And ASAP Rocky, the rapper, plays like the super at the motel that she's staying in. And he's actually really good. So I said, this is a hard watch in some parts, but really a worthwhile watch. If I had legs, I'd kick you. And that's in cinemas right now. And go see it just for Rose Byrne's wonderful performance.
Oh, excellent. I do like Rose Byrne, so that's a great recommendation. All right, that's film number one, Wayne. What else have you got?
Yeah. Well, I've got a show that I totally recommend. It's on Netflix. It's called Department Q. This is definitely one of the top tier shows I've seen this year. I'd say my end of year list, it'd certainly be top 10, if not top 5. So Department Q on Netflix, 9 episodes. Now, this is a British crime thriller, but it's much more than your basic, oh, whodunit, here's a few detectives. This talks about a guy called Carl Mork, who in the first episode is shot, not killed though, but shot, has to recover from that. And Carl is a very prickly character. He's a bit of an anti-hero. He's very charismatic, but he's also very forthright and prickly. And after he comes back to work, they decide to put him into a new department this is all set in Edinburgh, I should mention, the Scottish city of Edinburgh, in the a department called Department Q, which is going to basically look after unsolved crimes. And their first big one they come across is a prosecutor called Merritt Lingard, who's been gone for like 4 years. They don't really know if she's still alive. Is she missing? So the whole season, it sort of goes in and out of that story and then like looking for clues. But the biggest thing about this, it works well as a police thriller crime show, but it's all about the characters. Carl is a very complex and dark character. And two of his offsiders come into it. We've got Akram, who's a former Syrian police officer, is trying to look for work in Edinburgh, and he's a really great character. And then Rose, who's working in the police department but feels ignored, she gets co-opted to work with Carl. So they're an unlikely team, but the charisma between all three really works. And that's what I like about this show so much. It's not just a really fascinating, like, whodunit, where is this missing woman, but also just digging deep into the characters. So Department Q, set in the beautiful city of Edinburgh, and it should say stars Matthew Good, who's a really great English actor, playing an Englishman, but set in Scotland. So that's on Netflix. First season has been really well received, so there will be a second season, so we get to enjoy more of the Department Q goings on.
Beautiful stuff. That's one film, one television show. What's the third recommendation, Wayne?
I've got another TV show that, again, maybe it's a little bit hard going, but also has some light and humour in it. It's called Dying for Sex. This is a Hulu production, so it's locally available on Disney Plus. 8 episodes. I guess you could call it a dark comedy. It's all about, I didn't know a lot about this woman, but it's a true story about this woman called Molly Koshan. And she was a podcaster in the mid-2010s. And she actually had gone through a bout of cancer, thought it'd gone, came back, metastasized, never say that word, into her bones, become terminal, breast cancer. And she decided to live her last few years making a podcast about what she was doing, but also deciding to delve into her sex life. She'd been in an unhappy marriage for about 10 years, and she just felt like if she's going to spend the last few years, she's going to, like, dive into what she can, you know, live her life through sex rather than, you know, just living a quiet life until she dies. So it's a beautiful show. It's as I said, it does maintain some funniness. So I guess if it's a show about a woman dying of cancer, you need a bit of humour to balance out the tragedy. And it just works really well. This one really also has a great cast. Michelle Williams, who I've always been a fan of, plays Molly, and she's wonderful. I think she got nominated for an Emmy before this performance. Jenny Slate plays her best friend, Nikki. And also it's got some good roles from Sissy Spacek, Jay Duplass, and Rob Delaney's really wonderful as the next-door neighbour who makes a big connection with Molly. And he's a crucial part of the show. So, again, it's hard going in bits. As I said, a woman dying of cancer isn't going to be fun, but they make it really fun just because it sort of shows the dark side of humour and how we live and die. So Dying for Sex, and that's on Disney Plus.
Excellent. And Wayne, we're almost out of time, so I'll need a little bit of music from you before we leave today. What's the album?
Sure. Well, let's go with an American singer, songwriter that I've always been a big fan of. He's probably not that well known. His name is Steve Gunn, and he's just released his new album. It's called Daylight, Daylight. It's only 7 songs, but most of his songs are like 5 or 6 minutes long, so you still get a 40-minute album. It's actually the second album he's released this year. He released an album about 3 months ago called Music for Writers, and that was all instrumentals. But this one goes back to his more formula of singing. I'll give you a few adjectives I was trying to think of for his music. I'd say gentle, mesmerizing, minimalist, meditative. So he's an extremely good guitarist. I find his voice very soothing and gentle. So it's the sort of album that I just like to listen to and sink into. There's a bit of strings and woodwinds with it. As I said, he's a great guitar player. But it's just, a beautiful little album. It's called Daylight, Daylight, and that's from Steve Gunn.
Excellent. And so I think we'll play that track right now as well, the title album track, Daylight, Daylight, from Steve Gunn's new album. And we'll bring that out into the world, Wayne.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. Yeah, let's go with the title track. Bit of Steve Gunn for the morning.
Brilliant. Wayne, thank you so much for another 4x2. And we'll see you next week for another round of recommendations.
Sounds great, Jack. See you later.
See you later. That was Wayne Massingham for Wayne's 4x2. More reviews from Wayne, just search Wayne on the 2SER website.